This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hooman, I have to say my big disappointment this week is that you're not going to be here when my friend Joy comes in tomorrow. My friend's going to visit us tomorrow. I know, she's so funny and such a kick and such a wild girl. I know, I'm so sorry.
Hopefully we can make it up to you at 9 a.m. with the big movie review, everybody.
Oh, right.
Dumbo.
We peak for the week. Is that it, just Dumbo?
No, I'm going to mention the new Netflix movie, Highwaymen, Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson.
I like to hear what's on Netflix for free. Well, for my monthly fee.
Right. And if there's time, I'll mention Dev Patel and Armie Hammer have a film coming out called Hotel Mumbai. It's pretty controversial.
You saw it?
I did, yeah. I saw all these things.
Who is your co-movie reviewer today?
The one and only, the most important person to ever come to America, Vietnamese descent.
I was born here.
Bryn. Descent. I said descent. Bryn Nguyen.
So you are going to
review just Dumbo. I was there.
Oh,
for Dumbo.
You saw Dumbo.
I didn't see the Netflix one. Right. If he gave me more notice, I would have watched it. But you know.
It's not ready for you guys. Just for me.
Oh, you got a preview. Netflix has tuned into your requests for pre-screening.
I literally wrote 14 emails and finally got to their media department and said, "Hey, can I be on the press list?" And they said yes. Rachel, thank you over at Netflix.
Rachel. And now where's Rachel? Thank you, Netflix. That's good. I mean, we are right up the freaking street from you.
Yeah.
Netflix. You're the best. I love Netflix. All right. Also, today we have tickets for Phil Collins. We have three-day tickets to Outside Lands. We have tickets for John Mayer. Jane has tickets into the Alice Lounge with Rob Thomas on April 3rd, presented by Fremont Bank.
Good job.
Yep. Thank you.
Nice, Sarah.
You told me yesterday. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll read the sponsor. So, big day here at the Alice. Thank you for joining us.
It was neat watching you and Jane post together yesterday.
Oh, so funny.
Shoes lineup was very funny.
I wish I have good socks on for these shoes today. Like, see how they are stripy and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would have been a better shot.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll do it again. You know, maybe I'll just every day post a picture of my new
shoes. Jane will be sporting photogenic shoes again, no matter what.
As she always is.
Without warning.
So yesterday she has on, you'll just have to go to my Instagram to see it for yourself, but they're like silver sort of ankle boots with like a black star, and they're just the coolest shoes ever. And I'm like, yeah, I'll put my shoes up next to those. Fine. Whatever.
Skechers.
Dude, I bet you my feet were more comfortable than her feet. Jane, you've got nice shoes on. Nicolas Cage plays the sort of 1930s Spider-Man.
That's correct.
Spider-Man Into the
Spider-Verse. And he only fights Nazis, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was all World War II stuff. he's in the news today. You know, Nicolas Cage and all his weirdness.
I don't, though, really. He's a weird dude. I know that, but
every time I see his name on in my stacks, I'm like, oh, what could be going on with Nicolas? It's never like Nicolas Cage purchased a new home and it's a very normal home with three bedrooms and two beds. Like, it's just never anything like
that.
Don't
you think he fell out of the news cycle a little while? Like, he was in the news as a guy going bankrupt. Had blown through all his money. Was having to take really bad projects just to...
For a while. There were like 20 movies where it was like, really? You picked that?
And then things have quieted down.
The last I had heard was stuff about his kid.
And even that has quieted down a little bit. Because for a while there, the kid was...
Because the kid's like 20-something and he's
getting in fights at the grocery store or at the farmer's market or something.
Right. And he just seems like a sort of a punk douche. Mm-hmm. Is he also in a band, that kid?
Yeah, some metal band.
Yeah, I believe so.
So, and then we had heard, you know, he was married for a long time to that Asian chick.
Alice Kim or something like that. Yeah, and they broke. Like they broke up 2004 to 16.
Yeah, so
they didn't make it.
They didn't.
They went a long 12, time. 12
That's
years. Long.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right,
not bad.
He has 9 movies coming out.
12 years though means she's walking away with a good chunk of his change.
Most likely, you know. Usually these prenups, you make it to the 10-year mark. That's all you really need to do. Hello. So Nicolas Cage, you know,
even if you can get someone to do a prenup, I imagine most people who are trying to write them, they're thinking and they're being advised like, oh no, you can't. You have to be, but you can't look in your person's face as you're marrying and be super hardcore, can you?
Right.
I mean, you're probably like, look, I have to protect the bulk of this, but. Right, 10 years in, of course, by then we've
established ourselves as a settled married couple. Everything will be fine.
And then there's the break. Isn't that the rumor about
Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman?
Yes. Yeah. That
I want to say
before the 10-year mark.
He walked like at 9 years, 51 weeks. Like, seriously, that's when she was hanging in there waiting for the 10-year mark. She's fine. Don't worry.
Right.
She'll eat. So Nicolas Cage, since he broke up with Alice Kim in 2016, did you say? He's got a new girlfriend.
Okay.
Her name is Erica Kowiecki, or something along those lines, K-O-I-K-E. This will be his fourth marriage, because they went and got their wedding, their marriage license. Looks like yesterday. This was in Las Vegas. And boy, weirdly, he seemed out of his mind. Lots of people decided to tape him with their cell phones. The one that we have, they've actually put subtitles in because the audio is just terrible. But you can see him walking in. And people are also saying, that guy was wasted. That guy was drunk. Oh, are you showing
him? That's the girl. Wow, she's got the lip stuff.
Oh, can I see? This is Erica Kowiecki.
She's got the heavy fillers
Asian.
In.
Asian. She has light brown hair. She does. Those are plumped up lips.
Heavy fillers.
Not pumped up kicks, but plumped up lips. Beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. Cute. Erica Kowiecki and Nicolas Cage apparently going to marry. He was out of his mind, they're saying, possibly intoxicated. He and Erica went to the Las Vegas courthouse to apply for their marriage license. There's video of Nick pointing at Erica and loudly proclaiming, she's got a drug dealer as a boyfriend. I'm not doing it. And she says, I never asked you to. I didn't ask you. You asked me, basically.
To marry you.
To marry you. And they're in the courthouse to get their marriage license.
This is going on in the
public. Yes.
Nick Cage.
Yes. So witnesses there say that Nick was referring to some ex-boyfriend. He also said stuff like, she's going to take all my money. Yeah. So off to a great start, this whole thing. So as he's like sort of protesting.
Is she pregnant?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. That
are there
is
any
a possibility.
Pictures? I mean, why would he be doing it?
I see pictures. She's wearing some tight little silver looking leggings.
No. Yeah.
Why so is he there doing it and saying stuff like that out loud?
Well, he's saying
drunk,
all this.
Probably.
Yeah, he's drunk. Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to. However, she's just he's charging ahead into this room where they're going to go to get the license and stuff and yelling all this stuff basically over his shoulder. Like, she's going to take all my money. She's got a drug dealer boyfriend. And she's just sort of trailing behind and going, I didn't ask you. I did not ask for this. And she's just following him.
Wow.
They were taken to a private room and left with the necessary papers. So
told to go home and think about it.
Maybe they were. Maybe he got into the room and settled down and was like, yes, I do love you. And yes, I do want to marry you. So I've got a good feeling about this one.
My God.
This is going to last.
I'm sure. This will probably go forever. This will be the one. She looks like a girl who's ready to settle down.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let that one.
What can you say?
There's nothing to say.
Have a great time, Nick. Seems like that'll be a fun wedding. Arrive wasted.
Maybe it will work. He went 12 years with the last one, right? He knows more about it than I do.
There you go. Well, you've been in your current relationship for
I understand,
10 years.
But I've never married.
True. You will. By the time 12 years
you
hits you, you'll be like, I don't even care. I'm rolling to the end. Here we go. I'm just too tired. Can you leave me?
I'm going to give up.
Yeah, I give up. Happiness, what's that? You got a good one. It's going to be good. Of course, once you're married, you never know. Everything could change. And things could be taken off the menu. You don't know.
Oh, wow. You are really helpful.
I know. I'm like your best friend. Maybe I'm just jealous.
It doesn't change. It's better.
It does get better.
It gets better?
Uh-huh. It gets way better.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't tell if they're being serious or not.
Who knows?
We've both been married forever.
You two, with the things you say, have definitely given me pause about a lot of stuff.
Mm. And yet you go through with it. I don't know. I guess we're not helping.
I mean, I want to have sex, so I absolutely think like, well, she's not going to like this, but I'm going in anyway.
Oh, boy. That reminds me of we're having a secret show today.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. So I know you have some news to tell us.
Yes, well, very exciting.
I would think that you guys would find this in particular interesting because I've been experimenting with some stuff that may or may not want to use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so. I have actually thought about that. Like, I'm waiting on the reviews. I want to hear how this thing goes. Because, you know, who isn't looking for a little new sensation?
Right.
A
better?
New sensation.
Durr.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
Tell it
that sounds
for
like
once.
A mess.
For once.
Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade.
Oh, yes.
She does need help getting into school.
Oh, boy.
People magazine says she tried to trademark the phrase Olivia Jade Beauty because, you know, she was, this is before, you know, before all this went down. She's got her own line of makeup or whatever.
I imagine we're all guessing the same thing. The premise is she does need help getting into school. And then she tried, what did she try to trademark?
Olivia Jade Beauty.
How'd it go?
It didn't go. She's going to have to reapply. She wanted to start her own product line. She got a letter back from the patent office saying her application was in danger of being denied. And the reason? Bad punctuation.
Oh. What is it?
You were going to say she misspelled beauty, but okay.
I was thinking the same thing.
No. Well, I'm sure they would have been like, yes, you can trademark that. Absolutely. They told her, applicant must correct the punctuation in the identification to clarify the individual items in the list of goods. Proper punctuation in identifications is necessary to delineate explicitly each product or service within a list and to avoid ambiguity. Commas, semicolons, and apostrophes are the only punctuation that should be used. She didn't punctuate it right.
What did she write?
She must have, they didn't give me the chunk of the application. Right. They just gave me the letter that she got back. But basically, it sounded like she was listing all the different kinds of things that she was in was like, you know, lip liner, cheek, rosier.
Do you think
whatever.
She filled out the application with emojis?
Probably.
Okay.
You know, plumped up lip emoji and
lipstick.
Right. Lipstick eyeliner.
Well, we can tell.
We can tell, literally. So there's that.
What's their home life like right now?
Oh, boy. I bet it's super comfortable.
I'm sure Lori Loughlin's locked in the house, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, has she been seen out?
No.
There's no photos of her.
I'm sure Massimo is too. They're both
appointments.
Yeah, they're both.
And the two daughters don't even want to talk to them.
No.
So they're on the other.
I'm sure they're both like, you guys ruined our lives.
They are.
You ruined our. And they did ruin their lives. This Olivia Jade chick
had a business.
She had I don't know how many followers she still has or what she's been saying to them, but. You know, she had a whole YouTube thing, and she had her whole, you know, she was
she
an
had
influencer.
Endorsements.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She still has 1.4 million followers.
I wonder what she had before that.
Her last post was on February 28th, a month ago.
Oh. Ooh. Right before the whole thing happened.
She's probably twitching.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Have there been any stories about Massimo that you've read?
No.
Oh.
It's all about Lori.
I've heard some stuff about him since.
Oh, tell me.
He basically just hangs out at this golf course all the time, and all the people say he's like the most difficult person there.
Oh. Mm.
Like
even super, before the
yeah. Oh yeah. Well,
oh, he's
before.
A difficult.
Yeah, yeah. He's yeah.
I see.
So apparently he's not going there anymore either. I guess they're all just hiding out at home, right?
That's what I would do.
That's why I said I have a feeling they're locked in the house, just trying to wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until the public attention turns elsewhere. But there are always going to be those people. Like, there's going to be Lori Loughlin jokes 15 years from now, you know? All these people. I wonder how things are at Felicity Huffman's house. They only were into this thing for $15,000, you know, only. Well, compared to Massimo and Lori Loughlin, $500,000 they paid?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of their home from the sky.
Oh, let's have a look and see.
Overhead
look. Do they
have
their own golf course that they can hang out at?
Yeah, so they have plenty of room.
Pretty good house.
To go hide
that
away.
That is pretty effing good right there.
And you're right, Yuzi. They do have a wing of some sort that they can go.
They do have a wing. There's an L on one side and a whole wing sticking off the other side.
Man.
That is a paradise. You know what? I'd be fine staying there. Get a little DoorDash every night. Instacart brings me my groceries. No problem. You know what? I have my $100 million. I'll just stay here. No problem. Except when I have court dates.
Then you'll be calling Uber for that one.
I guess. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. You know what? I'll give you one more little quickie. This is just funny. It's, you know, it's good to be rich, is what I hear. When you're Michael Jordan, someone can offer you $1 million to endorse their product, and you can go, I'm not saying beanie weenies. Not happening. And turn it down. Because you've just got so much. What do you need that for? Back in his playing days, he was offered a gig promoting Beanie Weenies.
What is it?
It's Van Camp's version of pork and beans. So it's beans.
Oh, beanie.
With
okay.
Beanie Weenie.
Right.
And he said, it was $1 million a year. I'm saying Beanie Weenies. How can I stand in front of a camera and say, I'll eat Beanie Weenies? Couldn't do it. Said no.
Well,
this is Michael Jordan, you said?
Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jordan's rep. I mean, most people agree he's the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to protect the reputation he'd built in his own mind.
And he probably already had $75 million in the bank at the time, even when he was playing more. You know, he had a zillion dollars in endorsements. He's like, yeah, no to right, Beanie Weenie.
But you know what? If he had, I bet he'd have made it for them.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably be eating Beanie Weenies at my house every
put
night.
Put them on the map.
We'd know what it was
right.
if he had said.
You wouldn't have had to say, what's that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, the Powerball happened and somebody won.
Stupid Wisconsin.
I know. And Major League Baseball opens today. Also, good looking people.
Oh,
no
yes?
surprises here. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, 6:37 Thursday morning. Today's the last rainy day for a few days. You're going to get a good weekend, even though we've been suffering with all this horrible rain. It's going to be nice this weekend, nice and warm even. It's going to start to feel like spring, and then it'll be winter again. But, you know, you'll make it through. We'll all do it. We won't snap. We'll do it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. And you can listen to this show on radio.com.
Wherever you are. Mm-hmm. Anywhere in the world that
or
has internet coverage.
Even if you're just in your house and you don't have a...
Sure. The old ye olde transistor radio
right,
with the telescoping antenna. And
the hand gesture, but you're right. That's what... It's whatever. Radio.com is now the new and exciting way to listen to radio.
It is exciting.
At radio.com. Here's what's happening. So I bought a Powerball ticket and didn't win.
So did I. We actually, yesterday as we were leaving, I go out to dinner with my brother and sister-in-law on Wednesdays. So we went to sushi and we're walking back. I'm like, oh, the Jolly King. We got to go get tickets. So we walk over there, drop $40, the two of us.
Mm. Was there a line or anything?
No. It wasn't.
That's a popular one, that store.
Yeah. Well, we did win $13,000 there one year.
Few people have won there.
Yeah.
A single ticket sold in Wisconsin matched all six numbers.
A single ticket? Oh, I hate that person so much right now.
They say that the estimated pot was $768 million, and the cash option will bring about $477 million
yes,
to
please.
One person's household.
Boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
This pot was the third largest behind the world record of $1.5 billion.
Is that a South Carolina or a Maryland or something?
They say that jackpot was shared with winners in California, Florida, Tennessee.
Oh, that wasn't a single winner one.
The Mega Millions was the single winner in South Carolina that you're thinking of, and that was also 1.5, but a little less than the big jackpot that was split.
But for a single winner, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That person did finally come forward, right?
They did.
Yes.
Right before the
expiration.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But Vinny, I was looking at a story. Two Bay Area locations sold Powerball tickets matching 5 of 6 numbers.
Oh.
And I believe their collective amount is about $3 million.
Oh, my God. Is Jolly King one of them?
Jolly King is not one of them.
There was a location in San Mateo and a location on Bascom in San Jose.
Oh boy.
That each got 5 of 6.
Anybody buy any of those?
No.
Oh, one was sold at Centerwood Liquors at 35 Lori Meadows Drive in San Mateo. And the other one at Gateway Food and Liquor at 1305 North Bascom Avenue in San Jose.
There you
the
go.
The tickets are worth nearly, they're worth nearly $3 million each.
Ooh! God, that's so much. For 5 numbers out of 6. Remember when we got 5 numbers out of 6 and it was worth $13,000?
Yeah, we got the wrong 5.
You'd think the Powerball would juice it up. So we got 4 normal ones on the Powerball, right?
Yeah. 43, the number screwed us.
Mm-hmm. No, if we had had the 43,
we needed
43,
we
had 42.
Yeah, but it still screwed us.
Hard.
This continues to trouble me. The FTC shuts down 4 groups responsible for billions of illegal robocalls. I get these
constantly.
2 to 4 times a day on our landline. They even leave messages where they state that your college loans, this is your last chance. We won't be calling again. This is your last chance for forgiveness of your college. Okay, please never call back.
You're right. I missed my opportunity.
Please,
bye.
God, I don't even have college loans.
We get robocalls on the hotline.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, we got one yesterday.
How often do you get Marriott?
Chinese Embassy call.
Yeah.
How often do you get Marriott?
Lots. I get Marriott all the time. Marriott, you got to...
Yeah, Marriott, calm
what are you doing?
Down.
Stop it. Stupid. Come on, Marriott.
4 companies that made billions of illegal robocalls have been caught and fined. Will that stop it? I don't know. But debt relief services, home security systems, fake charities, auto warranties, and more are the offers that are going out in the billions via phone call. They say the companies were charged with violating the FTC Act as well as the agency's telemarketing sales rule and do not call provisions. So let's see if the fines have made it worth them shutting down.
Let's all pay attention if we get those calls today. That's the thing, too. Like, a lot of times, they're from the area code that you're in, or even a number that kind of looks like a number you know.
The best thing about our cell phones is it tells you, most likely a scam, and then you know.
Mine
right?
says that sometimes. It doesn't always. You on Android?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a headphone jack.
What?
I know. I don't anymore. I have those little earbud things, earpods.
How are you liking them?
They're all right.
Oh, I've heard people love them.
Yeah, they're all right.
I don't have them, but I've heard.
I'm worried all the time that they're going to fall out of my ears because I use them all the time. That's why I wanted the headphone jack. You know, I use my ear. I walk all over the place yesterday to all these places to go. I always have my and then there they are. And I'm like, oh god, they're going to fall out. Oh, and so I'm constantly touching them and pushing them in.
The ones I used to run with them in.
Yeah,
and the kind, not the that kind in particular, but the kind they give you with the iPhone purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, I'm surprised I didn't hurt myself pressing them into my ear holes, trying to make them. I finally stopped running with headphones at all and just stopped with music completely because I realized I'm going to damage my ears. Not the hearing,
right,
but physically by pressing them into my head, I'm going to end up with cuts or bruises or worse.
Right, a punctured eardrum.
Right. So, anyway, I hope they work for you, though, because I do know you were, that was one of your big reasons for holding on to that janky piece of crap.
And now I got to charge them and stuff, too. Like, I, you know, used to just leave
They need to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because they're blue.
Yeah, they're Bluetooth.
Oh, right. So they come in a little. I have to charge my Bluetooth. I have the, at home, I have big old giant Bose ones. So and they're fantastic.
This case is, you charge the case, and then the things are inside the case.
Oh, look at how neat that is. It's like a, the size of a dental floss.
Exactly. It looks just like a, it actually opens like a dental floss thing, too. They should have dental floss in here, and it would be useful. The so you have to charge the case, and then this case is charging the little stems.
God, look at that. So easy to lose.
Oh, my
these
God.
These little pieces.
And they're not cheap.
Right.
Ugh. Well, keep them zipped in your pocket with all your other must-haves.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
My jacket purse. Right. Full of them.
By the way, I thought you broke that jacket yesterday.
I did. I broke the zipper, but then I fixed it because I'm good at zippers.
All right.
I'm good at fixing zippers.
Today is opening day for Major League Baseball across the nation. The Giants open their season in San Diego, and the A's open their season here at home in Oakland. It's a 1 o'clock game against the Angels. So there's that.
All right.
Oh, and March Madness. We're down to the Sweet 16. So there's four games today, four games tomorrow. Then we switch to the Elite Eight, and there'll be games on Saturday and Sunday as well.
Oh,
so that continues.
So it wraps
through
up next week then.
Next week will be the finals, right? This story, I don't know how true this is, but it's surprising. Evaldis Ramauskas from Lithuania has pleaded guilty to U.S. wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering charges, admitting that he stole $99 million from Facebook and $23 million from Google between 2013 and 2015.
Wow. So why didn't he flee to the Cayman Islands? I mean, geez, you get that kind of money, get the hell out of there.
Well, what he was doing was sending invoices for items that these companies hadn't purchased.
Oh. And they were just paying them. They're blindly paying any invoice that comes in.
They paid anyway, never even checking to find out if they'd received services. The invoices were accompanied with forged invoices, contracts, and letters that falsely appeared to have been executed and signed by executives and agents of the companies that were victimized. So he did a ton of research. I don't know how you...
He's a hard worker.
...hack in and find all of the
necessary
names.
Nothing was handed to him. He had to fight for everything he got. Thank you, Cardi B.
Type of contracts that, I mean, they have to look legit, right?
Absolutely.
They bore false corporate stamps embossed with the victim's company's names.
Wow.
Let's see here.
Well, I guess all that kind of stuff could be bought at many stores.
Right.
Supply stores. They sell contracts like that.
Oh.
Get the little stamps.
Right.
Well, wouldn't you think that Google, with all their lawyers, have their own written deals that are exclusive to them? I mean, you'd think that that's something that...
Right.
Anyway, this guy, Ramauskas, he was pretending to be a giant Taiwanese hardware manufacturer called Quanta Computer Inc., and had registered the company in Latvia with the same name.
Wow.
It says
so
here,
if they Googled it, they would find that there was a company.
And they were paying him...
millions.
They
Incredible.
Say this guy is also an expert money launderer. Oh, and wow. They have not been able to recoup all the money they spent. And that he's probably squirreled away cash in Cyprus, Lithuania, Hungary, Slovakia, and Latvia.
And the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, here's the problem. He's facing 30 years, so all that dough.
How old is he?
Let me see if I have
all that
age.
Dough will be waiting for him.
What's his name
Gaining
again?
Gaining interest.
Thomas what?
Evaldis.
Oh, Evaldis.
Ramauskas.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking at 30 years, and he'll be sentenced in July, but... some of that money's missing.
Yeah, and he knows exactly where it is.
Of course he does. So we'll see If it's, is that worth it though?
No.
For all that jail time to lose all those years off your life?
What a lot of effort went in. Like, if only he could have been gainfully employed somewhere. He seems like a hard worker.
You know, if you're smart. Down, though, maybe yeah. to sit in the house and do the type of stuff sure. that he's up to, full, like, you're just a computer right. rat, right?
None
you're
a desk None rat. Of it's heavy labor.
So maybe he's doing time to him is like...
I'm looking at a picture of him. I'm going to guess 40.
Oh.
Oh. But yeah. he might be a guy who says, I already never stop sitting. What's the difference?
Right. I'm going to go to prison and I'll help them set up their computer systems.
I'll sit there instead of here in an apartment.
He looks like the guy you would hire for a film to be the Russian hacker.
Good. Oh, really?
Like, great. He'll yeah. probably get Hollywood work. Legit money.
All right.
As long as he can just sit there while they film him, he'll be happy. You're growing a mustache. Do you notice
oh.
that?
Yeah, I did notice. From
all
the
right,
side, I
right.
could really see it.
You know, the first time I noticed it was I took a picture with Jane yesterday for both our Instagrams. Mm-hmm. Oh, he does look like a Russian hacker. Exactly yeah. like what you think he looks like.
Yeah.
His hair is shorter. I pictured him like with a little bit greasy, longer hair. So I'm taking this picture with...
A little bit greasier with longer hair.
Yeah, longer hair, a little bit greasier. But that's the dude that I was picturing.
That's the vodka.
The vodka.
There you go. You got
I
it.
I like it to your computer.
With the Tahoe Blue.
The Tahoe vodka. Blue. It is a fine vodka. So yesterday I'm sitting out. Jane and I took a picture of our feet together.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
Vinny's,
I loved it.
Vinny's in the background.
Well, I was walking out of here.
I'm like, hey, turn around, be in the picture. So he turns around. He's leaning against the wall. And I zoomed in on him on Instagram. I'm like, he's growing a mustache.
That's that you're seeing things.
Okay. My mom goes, looks like a guy whose name should be Mario. I'm like, his name's Vinny. His name should be Vinny. Hey, Vinny.
Well, I was wondering, as I was looking at him, I see it more when you're to the side.
Yeah.
And then when you look at me, I go, oh, yeah, it's really there.
It's not
I was
there.
Thinking Jan, you know, perhaps.
Your brother, Jan.
He has yeah. a mustache and a beard.
He is
Are
all,
you jealous?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, a little bit jealous.
This was
in
already
that?
In production.
Mm-hmm.
Before he arrived, but uh-huh. it doesn't matter, and I can't bear to keep stuff on me.
Yeah, for, we'll get that off soon.
For very
Looks
long.
Looks good though. I like it.
Maybe I'm just embracing this dad thing. I got a sure. mustache. I'm gonna have a ring on soon. I got a gut. It's just all.
It's all happening, Vin.
Woo!
Dad bod.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing.
I can't embrace it, but I'm trying not to beat myself up about it because I really want to scream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I want to go running so bad or anything, surfing, biking. Got home yesterday and was like, I have so much to do.
I know. Oh, life intervenes in the things you want to do.
Let me if put only the baby on and go me. For a long walk. At least I can do that.
Right. Oh, you can't jog with the baby?
No. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Fly right out.
Good-looking people.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we are.
Yeah. Oh, sorry for us.
Well, the two of you probably have enjoyed this.
What do we get? What other benefits are there to being beautiful?
According to a new study, attractive people are almost 6 times more likely to get a job interview than someone who's just as qualified but not as good-looking.
To get a job interview?
Mm-hmm.
Just the interview?
Yep.
How would they even know if they have
a... Because of LinkedIn, no one sends a resume anymore. It's only LinkedIn now.
Oh. So they take a look at your picture and they go, oh, that person's good looking, let me meet them.
Yeah, they don't have the qualifications, but hey.
For the study research, well, that's, I mean, look, even the most, like, evolved and super PC people among us can't take our eyes off a beautiful person,
yeah.
man or woman.
Yeah.
You want to fight it, but there they are.
Yeah.
Can't drawing you in like a vortex of beauty.
Right. Sucking you right in.
Right?
Yeah. That's why you stare at me all morning. Oh, he's sucking you
is that
in.
That you? Yeah.
She's sucking you into her vortex. That's funny.
Well, I've seen you do it, and I've seen me do it with Yuzi plenty of times where we're just dizzy and staring, and then we go like, oh, right.
Mm.
We're dizzy and staring.
Right. That's funny. So I think the takeaway from this story mm-hmm. is if you're ugly, go to Glamour Shots.
That's right.
Glamour Shots, really.
Whatever. Get a nice looking photo of yourself. Like, Hooman knows all about the importance of a great photo,
Hooey? Well, so here's a funny story. You know our friend Greg Baldwin?
Yeah.
He got an audition for a huge film, big time director, the whole nine yards.
Are you serious?
But he had these, yeah, this was like 5 years ago.
Oh.
But he had these.
I guess he didn't get it.
He had these headshots that were just like a supermodel. And he walked into the audition, and the guy looks at the headshot, looks at Greg, looks at the headshot, looks at Greg for like 4 minutes, and he goes, "This headshot is too good, and you don't look nearly this good. You can go home."
Oh, that's so harsh.
Just talking about Hollywood with Scott yesterday.
Oh,
remember?
Just heart crushing. He's not a bad looking guy.
No.
But I can see if you, like, you know, just. Did the photoshopping on his face,
ups.
His skin, right? Yeah. Let's sharpen that jaw a little bit there. Yeah. Got him the audition, though.
I can't comment on any of the stuff Scott was saying. He was saying some pretty slanderous stuff about the way Hollywood is.
Right.
But as far as what Hooman just said, that's been Hollywood forever.
Mm.
And where they just go, no, you're not nearly, get out, you're not. And I told you the story about this girl I dated that modeled. She was stunning and did catwalks and all. She was 5'10 and 105 pounds or so, like a
stick. Oh my
god,
so skinny.
And they told her one time, "Your thighs are fat, get out." Mm. Like that. They didn't say like, "No thanks, honey. Have a nice day," or whatever. They told her, "Your thighs are fat."
Were her thighs fat?
No. Can you imagine?
No.
You've starved yourself down to nothing, and then you're told your thighs are fat.
Yeah. So did she start wrapping them in, like, saran wrap? And
she quit.
Oh, good.
She went back to real life.
She's a designer now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We looked her up one time, right?
Yep. Beautiful. Yeah. She is beautiful. Yeah. Gorgeous face.
Anyway, be good looking, and you've got a better chance of getting that job you want.
Do it.
Get the glamour shots. Go to the mall.
Go get a good shot. You know, and then you can go in. You're qualified for the job, and you can, or maybe you're not. You could still charm your way into it.
Mm. Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
What do you guys think about them facing everyone's buffs? For some reason, it totally bugs me. Makes it seem more produced. I liked it when they were all wonky. There's no mirrors, right?
Facing everyone's buffs?
I know what that means because
as
I worked at a grocery store. Yes,
the
they faced them like you would do in a grocery. I bet your husband faced the drinks on racks when he was a rep.
Yes.
You'd always, that's like a grocery store thing.
Yeah.
You face the stuff.
Right.
I didn't
the
even
logo
notice
has
it.
To be faced. Right. Open up our fridge and you're going to see the logos of every single
drink. Oh, he does
drink.
It at home.
I do it too now. All the drinks, even the milk.
The thing,
and
whole,
the juices.
You should take a photo inside your fridge because they set their whole fridge up like a grocery
people
store.
People will think I did it on purpose
no,
or something.
Do it every day for a week and people will see.
Didn't we do a story on the dating app, Vinny, that take a picture of your
fridge
and it tells the person what kind of person you are
right.
as far as neatness and cleanliness
right.
and what
that.
Kind of food you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a refrigerator app for Samsung refrigerators.
Is that what it was?
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Mm.
But the dating site, but through the refrigerator company.
Right. Yeah. Huh.
Anyway, I didn't even notice the faced buffs.
Oh yeah, I didn't notice.
I didn't notice that. But I'll tell you, there are differences in this season, and they're mostly great. I think.
I agree with you.
Like, all the twists have been spectacular.
I'm kind of a purist in that once someone's voted off, I feel like they should be off. But I do like the added level of competition with this whole Extinction Island thing or Edge of Extinction, whatever it's called, where people are going to have a chance to battle back. I expected that part of the show to be over once these six people battled. Interesting. All right, coming up in the trash, Charlie Sheen. He's got a new product launch coming up here. And does this zombie movie have the greatest cast of all time? I'm going to say yes, just out of the gate.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.